Joining me on the phone, we have Danny Arasi of Fire by Wicked Fresh. Danny, first things first, how are you? How's the family? Everybody staying safe and healthy?
Yeah, thank God. Everybody's here running around, kids running around here. We're doing okay. We're hunkered down and, trying to flatten the curve.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. That is kind of the message that we're trying to push out here. And you guys have made, I'm sure it was a difficult decision, but you've made the decision to close down your restaurants and suspend services, all services at this point, like you said, to flatten the curve and to make that safe decision for your family and staff.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was a really, really, really tough choice and something that we had to do before it got any worse. As we're looking every day, on the news and social media, it's just the numbers are increasing. The map, is getting covered. It started with a few dots and now it's like red everywhere.
Yeah.
So we're getting to that point where we're like, hey, listen, okay, if this gets any worse, we're gonna have a lot of different types of people coming in and out of our establishment. So at first it was, for our own sake and our family's sake, because we're coming home, after mm-hmm. a full day's work, and then our employees, of course, and then in potentially the people that come in, the customers. So you don't know how you're going to do it, how you can, contaminate or infect or whatever. Somebody just pass the virus along, as they say, right? So
yep.
We're trying to figure out, okay, what's the best option? We tried the curbside pickup thing. We tried it for a few days. Maybe we could have given it some more time, but we just felt that we had to do something right away, and trying to kind of stop it, before anything else happened. Luckily, we've been keeping in contact with our employees. Everyone that works for us is doing okay. Everyone's nice and healthy and ready for our, eventual return.
So. Yes, and that's what we're doing. We're keeping those positive thoughts, that optimistic feeling of eventually, when this is all said and done, we will be reopening and we're going to go at it bigger and better than ever.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, where, I was telling you earlier, this could change the face of how people open and run their restaurants, how people open and run their businesses in general. So we're trying to stay ahead of the curve on that note, but it might be that we open and we still have to just open to no dining, and it's just takeout and curbside pickup. So we're trying to kind of morph our business. It's almost like restructuring your business.
And it's not just the restaurants. I mean, obviously, we're talking about Fire and Wicked Fresh here, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also affecting all small businesses. And I heard that you just had an interview recently with the BBC, kind of representing our little corner of the world here, talking about small businesses in the Valley. How was that?
Yeah, we're blessed to have some contacts, and they reached out to us, and I had a wonderful interview over the phone at first, and then she asked if we can go down to Fire, and we sat, we sat outside of Fire, 6 feet apart.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Try to do what we were supposed to do as far as, social distancing, staying apart, but we did a full interview. It was great, and it was basically just talking about, what this means to us, as a whole in North Conway, where we're small businesses. There's tons of small businesses, a lot of local businesses, people that are relying on, the locals, plus the people that come in from out of town, and keep our businesses afloat. We're trying to, it feels like every week or every other day, something changes, or something new happens. And I know they just passed this big bill and they're trying to help out small businesses and stuff like that. So we're just trying to get all the information that we can. The Economic Council here in town is also helping out with small businesses, which I think is great. Jack Cuddy over there, he's doing an amazing job, and that whole crew, that whole team that they help out small businesses. They've done it in the past with us at Wicked Fresh when we were starting, and they've been, great at getting us information and stuff like that. So, that's something else that we're looking at, as well. Local, government, federal. All those things, we're trying to kind of get all of our ducks in a row so we can open up faster and get the ball rolling.
No, that sounds great. I love the positive thoughts, like I said earlier. And really is, when it comes to small businesses, restaurants and stores alike, that's really the lifeblood of the Mount Washington Valley. There's no doubts about it. And that's why we're trying to reach out and support as many different places, especially local places, as we can. Because that is what the Valley is about. There's no denying that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's it's the backbone of the country, too, you know. But at the same time, you know, you have this dual, you know, you're going back and forth. You know, you're getting scared one moment or you're nervous, and then you're trying to be optimistic, and you see good stories, and you see great things happening, and people coming together. And I think that's what here in the Valley is huge for us. And I think that's what's going to keep us moving forward, is the commitment and also the things in the community sense, like everyone coming together and making all of us kind of move on and move forward, you know, don't leave anyone behind kind of mentality. So, you know, we're trying to do the best that we can. We teamed up with Settlers Green. We just did a bunch of meals before we closed down. We did over 200 meals, pre-ordered meals, kind of, you know, one dish, one meal kind of deal for first responders. Unfortunately, the hospital wasn't taking too many orders from outside. They're doing their food in-house, I believe. So we're looking at, we teamed up, like I said, with Settlers Green. We're trying to get food out to first responders, people that unfortunately can't stay home. They have to be out there on the front lines. And I mean, those, they're the unsung heroes of this whole thing, because without them, you know, this wouldn't be possible. You know, it, without them, people would get even, it would get even worse. So, you know, I really, it's the little thing that I can do, but it's I know that a good hot meal really means a lot to somebody who's been working 18 hours, you know, nonstop.
I was going to bring that up, and I'm happy that you did. You guys are no strangers of giving back to the community, doing Dine to Donates and anything when you possibly could. And then when you saw another need, teaming up with Settlers Green, who's just so good for the community on their own, for you to team up with them and make that happen for first responders and people in essential positions, we thank you for that. That is a great effort on your part.
It's really nothing. I mean, I wish we could do more. I wish there was something that we could do, you know, something even better. So hopefully when we're up and running, we can do something like that and, you know, give our thanks to all the people, all the faceless names, and you know what I mean? Let's do it, because that's their job, and that's, they know they got to get it done, you know, and that's, for us, that's huge, and it means the world to us. I have one of my sisters, you know, works at Memorial right now, and, you know, she's going in every day and doing her thing, and whether it's answering phone calls or putting out prescriptions or checking people's temperature or from top to bottom, even the maintenance guys over there, everyone, you know, has to be commended for it, because it's a thankless job sometimes. And, you know, we're trying to, you know, trying to thank them for that. So,
yep, really is. And
whatever we can.
It really is, and we are definitely grateful for them, and we're grateful for our small businesses here in the Valley, too, and that's why we're doing these interviews. So, Danny, thank you so much for the time. We are keeping positive thoughts. That's something that we should definitely take away from this interview, is the power of positive thoughts, and you let us know if there's any changes when it comes to Fire by Wicked Fresh, Wicked Fresh, or the Cupcakery, whatever the case may be. You let us know, and we'll get the word out there. If you end up going to a curbside thing or delivery or whatever the case, you let us know, and we'll keep people posted. But as of right now, you guys are shut down. You've made that decision, and we respect that. We thank you for that. I mean, you have to do what you got to do, and we wish you the best of luck. Stay healthy, and we'll be talking soon, I'm sure.
Thank you so much, and I just want to take the time out to say thank you to Eugenio, because, you know, you're a voice for us here in the Valley, and, you know, especially now where, you know, where there's so much less face-to-face stuff, you know, the radio is something that people got their ear to, because, you know, we don't know, and also playing music keeps that vibe good, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to have a good time. I'm trying to, you know, I know in the midst of all this craziness, hearing a great song and listening to music and doing stuff like that, just trying to stay positive is huge, you know, being positive. And like I said, when we come back, we're going to be stronger and better than ever. I'm truly, you know, optimistic about that. And I know in my heart that we're going to be okay, that everyone here in the Valley and beyond, eventually we're going to be okay. And all we need to do is just be positive, work together, and great things will happen. I know it. You know, sometimes some tragedy, great things happen, and we're hoping for that. So thank you again for everything.
Of course. I'm glad that you get it, and I'm glad that you're on board with all of that. I couldn't have said it better myself. So thank you so much, Danny. And like I said, we'll talk to you soon. We'll keep everybody posted. And remember, you guys can always check out firebywickedfresh.com for full details. And, of course, follow them on social media. Danny, have a good morning, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, you too. I'll be posting some videos on our Facebook and stuff. So keep an eye out for that, guys. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.